My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
Yes, indeed. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're about to get to the OG passing thoughts in just a moment. I just wanted to make sure that I established Reginald Atitula here with you.
Reginald Atitula.
That is my name. You can call me Reggie if you like.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt my feelings one bit.
That's good to know.
I always get involved.
That's
always
really good to know.
With the program. After a Cowboy.
And Reginald is just, you like the name.
I like the name. I feel like it's
kind of regal.
Kind of regal is exactly it.
Yeah.
And but Reggie, I know that works. And somebody on the text line from the 832 said, welcome Reggie. Every Reggie I've known has had some swag and owed somebody $20. I appreciate the swag comment. I don't think I've owed anybody or I owe anybody money at this point, outstanding wise. But if I do, let me know. Hit me up on the text line, 713-572-4610. All right. Enough of that.
One more real quick. Any of your old friends hit you up since you come back to Houston?
Not yet. They worried
will.
About, like, I'm right in that age where everybody's got, like,
yeah,
young kids. And they got stuff that they're doing right now.
Yeah,
they'll
yeah.
get around to it.
Okay.
But we got to get around to some OG passing thoughts. Uh-oh, did I hit Figgy a little? There we go.
Experience. Wisdom. Opinions. Barbecue sauce.
Our guy Lopez has it all
and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just...
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
Promise you I didn't write that. But I like it. All right. So this is a stream of consciousness, just things, you know, working. I like to go out to the tailgates. Life's a lot different now that I'm not, you know, now I'm broadcasting over the last 18, 20 years than writing. I just go as a fan, mm-hmm. sit in the press box for a quarter, go hang out in the stands. So I just kind of get the whole vibe out there. So I'm just going to give these passing thoughts, just things, stream of consciousness stuff that hits my little noggin as I'm watching the game and around the game. The first one is about the stadium. Those two gaping holes in the roof.
Ah, yeah.
Here's the thing. They weren't a distraction for me at the game. Like, not at all. But if you were sitting in the stands and that beam of sun just started beating down on you, there were a lot of complaints about that, but what are you going to do? It wasn't hot. It was very pleasant in the stadium.
AC still pumping.
It is pumping the whole time. Here's the problem I have. Like, if you're watching it on TV... For all the technology,
yes,
all the advances in data and the way you're doing video and digital broadcasting, they still can't freaking do the washout. Like the washout is irritating as hell.
Right. We have not made a camera that's as good as the human eye, unfortunately. That was something I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
I was interested, since you guys were in at NRG during the game, I unfortunately was actively moving.
But I was watching also on TV all the replays. I'm like, washout.
Yeah.
Another washout.
I imagine it's got to be a lot easier to see some of this in the building, because watching the game back, I was like, yo, this is really tough. But that's because cameras cannot do that auto adjust nearly as easily as our eyes can. And so the rest of the field, like,
dude,
what, 90 yards of the field.
How can you not fix that? The way digital cameras are now?
Not there yet.
And that's the funny thing is, like, if they had just straight up opened the roof,
then you'd have it.
It'd look clean.
But it'd be hot.
Capital H hot.
It'd be very, very hot. I'm just amazed that here's the old man reference. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't do that? It's crazy. Another passing thought here. Derek Stingley, man.
Yeah, dog.
I mean, come on.
All pro?
Oh.
Look,
I mean,
he's going to have an opportunity to. Like, yeah. The thing that the note that I had, because the Derek Stingley in my brain is still the Derek Stingley from LSU that looked like a grown man amongst boys.
Yeah.
A dude that just looked like he was much better and effortlessly better than a lot of the folks that he's playing against. That was the Derek Stingley that it felt like you had out there. Like, it looked like he's coming into his own in that way. And that's a great feeling, because that is a elite to use. And I try not to use that word.
No, absolutely.
But that's an elite type play.
First play of the game.
Yeah.
First pass, we'll get to him, Daniel Jones. he gave us a sign, and then he got the great pick, which is, again, on Daniel Jones, and we'll get to that, I think, anyway. But the full stretch, you know, the full layout, got it. And the first play of the game, keep in mind, I think they were just trying to get Malik Nabers the ball, you know, because he's Malik Nabers. They wanted to see him getting some touches and all that. I don't anticipate Derek Stingley getting a lot of balls thrown his way.
No, that was said on the broadcast, I think, by Andy Kalu.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see him get as many interceptions as last year.
Yeah.
Five last season. Because they might be avoiding him. Like, he might be in island territory, or maybe not exactly, but he might be moving his way towards that. And one of the things that I found was interesting is just the comfort with the, his movement is so smooth and so assured.
Yeah.
Right? The way that he moved around Malik Nabers to get his hands on the football.
Yeah.
It was so clear and so clean. Like, he didn't play through the body. And I don't know if it's just because I saw like a Instagram reel or something recently of like Champ Bailey playing, and I'm not going to be unfair to Stingley and immediately putting him in that camp.
Nah, go ahead.
But Champ was so good at his body movement and placement and just being able to like look like he's the wide receiver on a route.
Yeah.
And it felt like in small portions that, Stingley is getting a feel for that already. Yeah. And so, Stingley.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You look great.
A couple of really nice tributes at the game Saturday. One was for a couple of youth, well, three media members who have passed.
Yes.
Including Fred Fowler and Ken Hoffman. And then, Figgy, did you see the other tribute? Did you see the nice other tribute?
Was that Mark Lane?
No.
Who was it?
It was Blake Fisher with a false start as a tribute to Laramie Tunsil. As a tribute to Laramie Tunsil.
He just crossed about five lanes of traffic for that one. Why? Why did you do that?
Laramie Tunsil, the proverb. I thought it was very nice of Blake Fisher to, hey, you know, I'm starting for Laramie. I'm going to go ahead and do a little tribute, a little hat tip, and commit a false start. I got to judge. This is something that, again, kind of outside the stadium. We'll get to some more stuff on the field here in a second. But I got to judge the HEB tailgater of the game. You're going to go with me this week, I think, for the HEB tailgater of the game.
I'll have a confession for you later.
Okay. I know there's none in Dallas. There's only one, I think, in Mansfield. Anyway, so we've been very, really curious about the energy and vibe around this team. Mm-hmm. It's been off the charts. It's real, man. Figure you were out there too.
Nah, it's definitely real because I didn't really expect the energy to be that high.
Preseason.
Because it's preseason, and plus it was hot as hell out there.
Yeah, it was.
So a lot of people usually just go right into the stadium.
Yeah.
But man, people was out there.
Bouncing. They were bouncing all over the place. I can't imagine for the week two, first home game here against the Bears, what it's going to be like. Another passing thought here, and we might dig into this a little more, but this is just my little sort of throwing it out there.
Cool.
In my mind, I was kind of keeping track of how often the Texans ran an actual fullback at fullback.
Oh, yeah.
With the first team offense, was it two series? Well, they played the first quarter. Zero. Zero times they used an actual fullback with the first team offense. They used Cade Stover. They used Brevin Jordan. They used someone else. I think in the second quarter they used Troy Hairston. But in the first quarter with the first team offense, zero times they used Andrew Beck. And I know Beck may be dealing with something, but that's where we were talking earlier, like where can they steal a roster spot?
Yeah.
It might be SOL for Andrew Beck.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear that the powers that be on this team are already having those thoughts as well about mm-hmm. the 53-man cutdown, and maybe fullback can be a place where you steal one. So, yeah, we'll absolutely get more into that. Was Dalton Keene one of those guys that played a little bit?
Later, yes.
Yeah,
Dalton Keene did as well. All right, so here's another one, and we've been sort of questioning Jalen Petrie. Is he good? Is he not good? Is he going to fit in the nickel position or not? So he absolutely... Big time play. Got the Texans their first touchdown. Pick six. Dude, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to sound like I'm bashing.
What, Daniel Jones put it in his pocket?
Dude, that was luck.
like when your grandma's like, hey, take this 20, baby. And she just put it in your pocket right here. Yeah.
Sometimes if you somebody like Petrie, you need that type of luck.
No, that's fair.
To just get going.
Yeah.
But I did think the same thing. I'm like, man, this is Daniel Jones. Yeah.
Got to make sure to catch it. Got to make sure to.
Exactly. So I don't want to bash him, but come on, man.
In the right place.
Come on.
He could have dropped it.
He could have dropped it.
So especially as a cornerback, right?
And and that leads to my other passing thought.
Nickel, I guess.
Yeah. My goodness, is it nice to have a quarterback. Golly. I'm watching the Giants, and I'm like, they have no clue. They still don't have any idea on Daniel Jones. He threw that pick. He threw the other pick, which I was referencing earlier. That wasn't a bad idea, but he threw like a low laser that Derek Stingley made a great play on. Either throw it outside shoulder, throw it a little further, or whatever. They have no clue if Daniel Jones is good.
Which I feel like you should have in year, what is it, four or five?
Yes. I'm out here. And 160?
Yeah.
And 160?
A lot of money. A lot of money on that one.
Yeah. I got plenty more, but I'm going to throw one more out at you.
He's been in the league forever.
He's been in the league forever. And this is very self-serving. This is all about my people, and you know who you are. The Texans, I got to get verification on this.
Okay.
The Texans actually have their own mariachi group now.
Oh, that's tough.
Now they've had his. Is it their own?
Yes. So they had that along. Like I saw them a couple times, but they were at the draft party.
Yeah.
And they did their thing.
But they used to bring mariachis in, various groups from around the city or the state. This is like they have the H-Town logo on their shoulder.
No, and they legit. They got the uniform.
They got the uniforms.
And is that the same kind of blue that we're talking about here?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture blue.
Right now.
No, it's not that. They have red uniforms.
Okay.
And the H-Town blue logo.
That logo,
on their shoulders. I'm like, where has this been for the last 24 years or whatever? They got their own
mariachi. It's here now.
And they were tearing it up. I was sitting next to Sean and Seth. I was like, y'all be quiet.
Man, a mariachi band's always going to turn it up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've been in a place where there was a mariachi band and I was mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, they always turn it up.
And you'll hear me sing.
Oh,
if there's
really?
One. Oh, heck.
Is that a good thing or is that a threat?
You be the judge. You be the judge.
All right. Excellent.
I've gotten compliments.
I feel like those are some good. Good OG passing thoughts here.
Yeah, we might get to a couple more of these
later. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We got you till 2 p.m. here on In the Loop, right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a new thing that we're going to try out, Question of the Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Reginald Atula, new to the station, new to the show, but excited to be here. And in getting down to Houston, I was moving this weekend. And so the question of the day is, what's the worst thing that's happened to you while moving? Text in 713-572-4610. We'll read your text. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.